A recent study of five-year census data, from 2017, by Mixbook, a design platform for creating one-of-a-kind stories through photo books, has revealed that Michigan women are working harder than ever, and men, well, not so much, a news release states. In Michigan, women have increased their work hours by 5.2 hours per year, while men have decreased their work hours by 15.6 hours. When compared nationally, American women have increased their working hours by 8 hours per week, while men have taken the opposite approach, cutting back by 14. Although there may be several factors contributing to these changes, the pandemic has undoubtedly played a significant role, especially with the adoption of WFH or hybrid work models, which have made it easier for mothers to work more while spending less time commuting. Top 5 states, women, with increased hours over a 5-year period. 1. Idaho. 52 more hours per year. 2. Montana. 31.2 more hours per year. 3. Connecticut. 31.2 more hours per year. 4. Florida. 26 more hours per year. 5. Maine. 20.8 more hours per year. When it comes to vacation time, Americans have far less vacation allowance than other countries, 10 days, compared to a world average of 20, and they want more. A separate survey by Mixbook of 1,150 employees found that if they were given more vacation days to bring them up on par with the world average, half think they should be entitled to back pay for the 10-day shortfall. This would amount to approximately $5,775 over the past calendar year for the average employee. According to experts, maintaining a balance between work and leisure activities can help reduce stress levels and prevent burnout. Taking time to be creative, engage in hobbies or leisure activities outside of work can help us recharge and reset, and allow us to return to work with renewed energy and focus, says Kim Colucci, Culture and Growth Director at Mixbook. Mixbook's survey also uncovered other interesting findings when it comes to achieving an optimum work-life balance. 62% think workers should be guaranteed a company retreat or trip each year. 2 in 3 say employers should be forced to ensure employees take state holidays off work, most of which are currently normal working days. 80% say employers should allow 1 or 2 paid days off for employees getting married without taking up vacation allowance. Finally, 67% of managers believe a duvet day would help workers' productivity, a day off from work that an employee can take without prior notice, typically for the purpose of resting, recharging, and focusing on their mental and emotional well-being.